Welcome to Wildfire Western Music News. I'm Roger Ringer. Well, the big event is over, and Kansas' own Barry Ward was chosen as Male Performer of the Year 2013 by the Western Music Association. As we know him, Bear is a native and fourth-generation farmer from Copeland, Kansas. He is now based out of Elbert, Colorado, and is hot-footing it up and down the road with his music career and Christian ministry. Of course, he is under direction of the boss, Victoria, who handles the calendar and business. Barry was also nominated for Entertainer of the Year and Songwriter of the Year. To keep up with the Bear, Google Barry Ward for dates and to order his CDs and video. A young lady that I've been watching for some time has had her career skyrocket lately. Kristen Harris of Fort Worth is showing up everywhere with her Western swing style, super voice, and stage presence. She has spent time in Nashville and attending festivals with the likes of Riders in the Sky and the Time Jumpers. Taken under the wing of Miss Devon Dawson and Janet McBride, Kristen has been an exciting artist to see coming up in the Western and acoustic music industry. Kristen had the honor of winning Western Swing Album of the Year and the Trio Harmony Award with the Prairie Divas, which was Miss Devon Dawson, Kirsten Harris, and Jess Robertson. I'm looking for big things coming out of Texas with Kristen Harris. Exciting news from the Western Music Association Kansas chapter. A new 22-artist double CD compilation album is being released in December. Jim Farrell of the Jim Farrell Studios has done the engineering and production work on the set, and it is going to be a fantastic sampling of Kansas artists. We will keep you up to date on the availability and cost and how to order your own set. The Diamond W. Wranglers are selling out fast for the Christmas concert series at Old Cowtown Museum in Wichita. Go to the Diamond W. website for availabilities, tickets, and exciting news for the group in 2014. The Prairie Rose Chuckwagon Supper is in its Christmas season. Check the website for dates, ticket information, and have a fun evening with the Prairie Rose Rangers. Tell Oren that Roger and the Wildfire Western News sent you by. News from BluegrassNation.org. Latest in the series of Country Family Reunions is Country Family Reunion Simply Bluegrass, hosted by Ricky Skaggs, Bill Anderson, and Larry Black. The series will begin running on RFD TV very soon. By the way, do you get RFD TV? It's on Dish and DirecTV. If your cable company does not have it, ask for it. It is great family and ag programming and the last bastion of traditional music, as well as ag news, horsemanship, and the rural lifestyle. The Americana Association Top 10 Airplay Songs for the Month. Number 1, Amos and Lee with Mountain of Sorrow. Number 2, Sarah Arose, Building Me Up from the Bone. Number 3, Devil Makes 3 with I'm a Stranger Here. Number 4, Will Hogue with Never Give In. Number 5, The Wood Brothers with The Muse. Number 6 is Willie Nelson with All the Girls. Number 7, Scott Miller with Big Big World. Number 8, The Band of Heathens, Sunday Morning Record. 9 is Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott with Memories and Moments. And number 10, the Yvette Brothers with Magpie and the Dandelion. The 25th Annual Kansas Bluegrass Association Winter Bluegrass Festival will be February 21st and 2nd at the Marriott Hotel in Wichita, Kansas. Some of the lineup includes Chris Jones and the Night Drivers, Steel Drivers, Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice, Lonesome Road, Driven, and the KBA Troublemakers. Go to www.kansasbluegrass.org for more information and more bluegrass news in Kansas. More Western Music Association news. Another young entertainer I've been following since she was 12 was known as Mustang Mickey. Now that she is in her later teens, she has been coming on strong. She seemed to be in the shadow of Kristen Harris for a long time, but she is now moving into the spotlight. She has dropped the Mustang for her full name, Mickey Daniel. Mickey won 3 awards at the WMA in 2013, the Crescendo Award, Female Yodeler of the Year, and the Marilyn Tuttle Best of the Best Award with a partner, Leah Sawyer. We will be watching Leah also. She's a young fiddler that's coming on like gangbusters. Google Mickey Daniel M-I-K-K-I, Daniel, or go to the WMA website, www.westernmusic.org, for information and buying music. At one time, Warner Brothers created a record label for Western music called Warner Western. Under the label were some of the all-time greats of Western music and cowboy poetry. Sons of the San Joaquin, Don Edwards, Waddy Mitchell, and Michael Martin Murphy, and many others. Warner soon lost interest in the genre and sold the operation to Scott O'Malley in Colorado Springs. He's been running Scott and Associates and dominates the charts with the top acts in Western. Scott was awarded the 2013 Pioneer Trail Award for his accomplishments in Western music and cowboy poetry. We had a great friend and talent in Western music by the name of Curly Musgrave. He and his singing partner Belinda Gale were the gold standard of our business. Curly was a genuine good person who counted the world as his friend. He helped more people and artists than we will ever know, and our heart was broken a few years ago when Curly lost his battle with a blastoma tumor on the brain. We not only lost a great talent, friend, and associate, but the world lost a great human being. His wife created the Curly Musgrave Cowboy Spirit Award for those who do extraordinary things for the WMA and Western music in general. The 2013 award was given to Steve Taylor, president of the WMA, for all the hard work, time, and spirit he has shown over the last few years. Steve was called on more than once when there were problems to be worked out with the organization. Being called back again to serve as president, he did so even while battling a round of cancer. We congratulate Steve for receiving this honor in the name of our friend. Cowboy poetry news from the WMA. A familiar name in the Western world is Andy Nelson from Wyoming. Andy and his brother run an online cowboy show called Clear Out West Radio, or Cow Radio. The weekly show runs every week on around 60 radio stations as well as online. Anytime you want to tune into the show, just Google Clear Out West Radio. The brothers are not only great poets, but great comedians and run a lot of information on the Western lifestyle and a lot of great music and poetry. Oh, and they are farriers also and have an advice column every week on horse foot care. Well, Andy was awarded the 2013 Cowboy Poet of the Year at the WMA. Congratulations, Andy. So until next time, happy trails, and may the Lord take a liking to you. This is Roger Ringer. Oh,